Comics.
Movies.
Music.
Video games.
Technology.
Blu-ray.
Television.
This is the HHW LOD Podcast Network.
Okay, we are now recording, and this is Out Now with Aaron and Abe. I am Aaron, and as always, this is...
Abe, what's up?
Out Now is a film podcast, as Abe and I discussing new movies weekly, and we also generally have other topics we like to go into, but this is another one of our special bonus commentary episodes, because we love doing these, and I know there are several tens of people that might love listening to these. And joining us... for this, what is this commentary for? I should probably say that we're doing a commentary. for Aliens vs. Predator Requiem. That's right, the sequel to the much loved Alien vs. Predator film, which of course brings together two horror favorite franchises, Alien and Predator. And yeah, we're gonna do the sequel film, Aliens vs. Predator Requiem, which is just about as loved as I believe the first Ghost Rider film. So. Joining us to discuss Aliens vs. Predator Requiem, or AVPR, as I'll probably say to shorten myself and not be out of breath, we have writer for Damn Dirty Blog and the slimiest no-eyed face rapist I know, Jordan Grout.
Hello.
And co-host for Legion of Dudes and the Walking Dead TV podcast, the brassiest sounding xenomorph that I know, Jim Dietz.
Why, thank you.
Okay. How are we doing tonight? Are we ready for this?
Oh, I was born ready.
Born ready? Okay, so, also, with our Aliens vs. Predator Requiem commentary, I have a prize to put out. I have a DVD copy of Alien vs. Predator Requiem, and, yeah, you know, we like doing prizes and contests and stuff, so here's how this one's gonna work. This is gonna be very easy. All you have to do is basically listen to this, but at some point during the movie, I'm gonna say a secret phrase. And were you to, so I'm not going to put it at the end because people can just skip right to the end, but I'm just going to say it at some point during this movie. And when you hear that phrase, all you have to do is email that phrase to outnowpodcast@gmail.com. Very simple. As long as, you know, you listen to this commentary.
Pee Wee Herman style.
It's you win something for free by sending a simple email. That's all you need to do. So for the people that listen to this commentary, you have a chance to win something. This, you know, this movie that we're watching right now. Might be a little redundant. Maybe you have this movie already. That's why you're watching this commentary. But, you know, some people listen to these things without watching the movie. So, who knows? So, that's all you have to do. Email us at outnowpodcast@gmail.com with whatever phrase it is that I say during some point in this film. That makes sense, Abe?
Yes, that makes perfect sense.
Okay, then I don't have to repeat it. So, with all that out of the way, let's just get into it. We've all synced our movie. We've synced AVPR to 2 seconds in. So this is right when the fanfare for the 20th Century Fox logo starts. I literally heard like a bump bump, and then I paused it. So we're all 2 seconds in. We're watching the unrated version, by the way, the unrated version of AVPR, which is 102 minutes, something like that, 101
yes,
minutes?
I think that's correct.
All right. And yeah, so we're all synced together. So same rule as always. I'm going to count to three. I'm going to count down from three, and I'm going to three, two, one, go, and as I get to the guh, that's when I'm going to press play, okay?
Wait, I have a question before we start.
Yes.
Okay, so is it three, two, one, guh, and then I push start?
It is that. That is when you do it.
I'm so confused. Let's get this party started.
Okay, here we go. Three, two, one, go.
Right. Jesus, get all ready.
I know. I'm excited. So, AVPR, I know I saw this movie in theaters when it came out. Jordan, did you see this in theaters?
Christmas Day.
Saw Christmas night. I believe I saw this around New Year's. That's what I'm pretty sure I saw this with my good friend Scooter. We were one of the six or seven people in the theater.
Because nothing says Yuletide like Alien versus Predator.
You know it. And, yeah, Jim, this is your first time seeing the movie, correct?
this is the only film in either the Alien or Predator franchise that I have not seen. So I'm pretty excited to fill in that blank.
And Abe, I'm pretty sure you play the alien in this movie, right?
Is that because I'm undocumented?
Oh, added footage marker.
Ooh.
So Jordan and I, we were watching the Blu-ray version of this, and we both have the added footage marker on to tell us when there are unrated scenes inserted into the movie. And apparently, this opening is already, we're already there.
Man, I don't know how they got past the ratings board with this one.
It's Darth Vader after the end of Return of the Jedi.
Yeah. So as some people may recall from the first Alien vs. Predator film, that film ended with the Predator having an alien inside of him because he had a facehugger on him. And so now we have what looks like the Pred-Alien, as they call it, which, of course, the alien takes after whatever its host is. So it looks like it's going to have some, you know, some special capabilities on it.
Yeah, Pred-Alien is a better name than Alienator.
Does it have a plasma cannon?
Well, Abe, I mean, it has to earn that in, like, its trials or whatever in the pyramids of Egypt or Antarctica, like we saw in the first. Yep, it's already.
Oh.
Yep.
This is great.
So we got some facehuggers hanging out. Actually, we're not quite sure the logic of this. Why you want to carry those around on your ship? But when...
Yeah, I mean, they would just keep them in the eggs that they came in. You know what I mean? Maybe he's making broth.
Space hugger broth. 100% organic.
You saw how it turned out for the space jockey.
Oh, I got another trophy room here. Look at that.
Oh. Yeah.
No giant T-Rex like in Predator 2.
Yeah, I saw a big Triceratops head. That's not bad.
Ooh.
Oh. All right, looks like this Predator's about to... Yep, there it goes.
Predator vision.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of the Predator, like, franchise, in terms of the design of the Predator. Like, we had that question before, like, just recently, so, like, what's my favorite alien or whatever? Like, alien creature design.
Right.
And I really love the Predator, like, in general. Like, beyond loving the first two movies, the first one more, the idea of this, like, stealth creature that goes to planets to, like, hunt things is very awesome to me, and I just love the effects work, like, Stan Winston, I believe. Yeah, he created the Predator, yeah. And just the idea of this monster with the weird dreadlock things and the heat vision and the various accessories that he has to take his prey out. Like, I just
find... Mandibles.
The mandibles, yeah. Once you take the mask off and you see what his face looks like, it's just all of that's really cool to me. I just really love the designs of Predators.
Yeah, I always thought Halo copped some of the design of the Elite from the Covenant, from the Predator.
That's so, true, yeah.
Four-lobed mouth type thing, same armor type thing.
Same voice.
Yeah.
Same use of getting to the chopper. Okay, so here comes probably a pretty horrifically violent scene, because this movie's no holds bars compared to the first movie, which was PG-13. The Brothers Strauss, sorry, the fantastic directors of Skyline, the Brothers Strauss, really wanted to push the limits on what they could do with Aliens versus Predators, so they really went for an R-rated film this time around.
It is pretty violent.
It is, yeah. It'd probably be more violent if this movie wasn't so dark, which you'll come to see soon enough.
Yeah, pretty soon, yeah.
I mean, by dark, I mean it is, like, terribly lit in this movie.
It's like they're shooting night for day.
Like, the majority of this movie is going to take place at night, and it's going to be very distracting, and it's a good thing that this movie wasn't in 3D, because then it'd just be even darker.
That little kid looks familiar.
Yeah,
if this were to be released now, it would definitely be in 3D.
Yeah, it would have been, yeah. Oh, okay. Surely the kid's safe, though. I mean, it just got the father, but you can't kill a kid on a Christmas Day release movie, right? Meanwhile,
back in space.
Now, as normal, if we have any dead spots, I'll try to just fill it in with Aliens versus Predator trivia right off of IMDb. But the key one that I want to bring up here is that the main predator that we're going to deal with throughout this movie, the inspiration from the filmmakers was Harvey Keitel's character in Pulp Fiction, the Wolf.
The Wolf, Winston Wolf.
I'm not kidding. I remember reading that in interviews before this movie came out too. Yeah, Winston Wolf, which is basically like this predator is all about just getting things done and cleaning up everything. And since he knows it's like, oh, there's an alien on loose on Earth. Got to deal with this. And that's like basically, that's the supposed attitude of this predator. That's what they wanted to base this predator off of.
Just because you have character, just because you are character, doesn't mean you have character.
And that's our Predator homeworld shot. No one's ever seen a Predator homeworld before, you know, this movie. So that's something, I guess.
It's amazing to me that like Dark Horse has been doing Alien versus Predator comics for years and years, and almost all of them have better storylines than the Alien versus Predator movie.
Yeah, it's weird how like there's so much potential for this kind of. I mean, as silly as it is, yes, I mean it's an Alien versus Predator movie, but there's a whole comic storylines that have gone on for years that are, you know, better made and better just, you know, there's better setups for what that could be as opposed to what we get in the first film or this film, which neither of these films are films I hate. They're not films I love either, though, and they're not, you know, more could have been done with this prep with the idea of bringing those two species together in a film.
I just remember when this came out and people were like, oh, you know, like, well, when the first AVP came out, they're like, oh, it's PG-13. We want an R. And then they gave us the R and we were like, no, we don't want it anymore.
people didn't seem to care for the first Alien versus Predator, yet that movie was successful enough to, you know, get a sequel. Like the first.
It was all because of Sanaa Lathan.
Yeah, it was. It was Sanaa Lathan and not Lance Hendrickson, but who was the other person in that movie that I can't think of? I don't care enough. the first Alien vs. Predator, it opened pretty big. I remember that. It opened to like almost 40 million. Then it made 172 worldwide. So it was like this. It was a successful movie.
I remember. Well, you got Ewan Bremner in your film.
Ewan Bremner. That's what I was trying to think. Oh. Ewan Bremner. Paul W.S. Anderson classic, right? But, I remember being excited about that movie just because you see like the footage in the trailer of like three aliens on the top of a pyramid blasting up three predators blasting off all the aliens coming up and then just blow up that giant bomb that they all have. And it's like, this movie looks amazing. And then, yeah, that didn't happen. But it's like,
that was like in a quick flashback scene.
Yeah, yeah. Once you get to that in the movie, it's like, yeah, nothing here. We're missing all this character set up here of the pizza delivery boy.
He can't deliver the pizza to his ex-girlfriend's house. And wear the hat, see?
Well, you sound like a gangster.
Oof. Just like Skyline.
Man, look at that lighting. It's like Sam and Pippin are coming the other way or something.
According to IMDb, people who enjoyed this movie also liked the first Alien vs. Predator, The One with Jet Li, Deja Vu, Surrogates, and Terminator 3.
So you're saying they didn't like very good movies, then, if they liked this one.
So, if you like crap, you'll love Requiem.
Bill Paxton was approached to play the diner chef so he could appear in the second Predator, Alien, and AVP film in each series. However, scheduling context prevented him from making an appearance.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure it was a scheduling conflict.
That's what it was.
Right.
Oh, I like this fag. This is the first time in a franchise that a chestburster emerges from a child. That's fun to say.
Classy, too.
Yeah, holding their hands, their standards up.
Oh man, time to do something. Oh wait, no, he's just
masturbating.
He's right there.
I know, isn't that more creepy? Sticking into your seat.
No, I'm not stuck here. No.
Nothing.
I'm not wearing a giant red pizza cap.
Pizza one, baby.
Stupid hat.
Hair looks They'll never follow me here. Funny. They don't know I'm not wearing it.
Look at us. We're all just dude bros hanging out. What? Oh, what? Hey. I'm on duty, girl. I can't drink right now. I'm delivering pizzas.
That doesn't make any sense.
Nope.
Ooh, a sausage joke.
I don't like that kid for no reason. I should be an antagonist to him.
Alien vs. Predator, starring no one.
No, it has the fifth lead from Rescue Me, and
John Ortiz from American Gangster.
John Ortiz from many things. I like John Ortiz though. I was surprised that he did this movie. Rico Aylesworth from 24, and you know, some other people eventually.
Who?
Some other people.
Oh, he was in Pride and Glory as well.
With John Ortiz?
Yeah.
He's been in a lot of things. He's a good character actor. Hold on. Pizza Boy's...
Every cop movie, pizza. Cop show.
Pizza Boy's getting beat up for no reason. Hold on. We gotta observe this. There's one black guy, too, just to, you know, diversify things.
Token black guy.
That is whack.
Give me keys, bro. That's whack. Not another teen movie.
What did I do to deserve this?
I just delivered Kai,
the next generation.
I hope you guys get eaten by something later. That'd be ironic. Because you got pizzas and you ate the pizzas. And... Sorry, I'm out of here.
Pizza the Hut will attack them.
Don't help me. Thank you. Meanwhile...
Oh, he was also in Miami Vice.
Yeah, John Ortiz. I'm telling you. It's in everything.
Good lord. And Amistad.
If you want to go for a really weird connection, John Ortiz was in the show The Job, which was a Dennis Leary TV show, and the guy who's one of the lead roles in this film was in Rescue Me, another Dennis Leary TV show.
Huh.
Just saying. Sound effects from previous films in both franchises were used in this film. Also just saying.
Cutting costs.
Yeah. He doesn't have a hat either.
It's too much gel to put a hat on.
Yeah, it slipped off.
See here, see? He goes out with his kids, see?
Why do they all have this accent, Dave?
I don't know. Oh, no.
Here we go.
Yep. Yeah, added footage marker. Rated. Unrated, yo.
Aren't they supposed to be cocooned?
No.
Okay.
No. They got face huggers on them. Come on, Abe. No, you're alien.
My bad.
That means they have a little baby inside them.
Yeah, yeah.
When it grows up, it can cocoon them if it wanted to.
This is kind of what should happen to Carl on The Walking Dead.
Well, that was fun for the all ages. The AVPR, it made $41 million domestically and went on to make $128 million worldwide. So it also didn't do terrible. So, you know, AVP3D, it's on its way. That's what I'm saying.
Listen here, O'Brien. You're back from the military. and we want you to go join your family in this time of crisis.
She's wearing her hat.
She has no gel in there, that's what.
She's going to get hired at the pizza joint.
I hope so. Wait, who was that? Who was her husband? Wait a minute. It's Sam from True Blood. Oh, okay. This movie just got better. Forgot about this.
It's a really, really a quick turnaround in these AVP movies from the face hugger to the actual birth, chest bursting scene. It takes like an hour, it seems like.
Yeah, that gestation period was like, like 20 minutes.
really changes from movie to movie, it seems.
Yeah.
Like the first Alien, what, like John Hurt's in it for like a day and a half before he gets
out,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it almost seems like overnight or something, and then the next day.
Same with AVP. The where they all like they're on the pyramid and they all just like get on them, then like 20 minutes later they're like up and at them, and they grow really quickly too. Yeah,
they do grow really quickly.
And I don't even want to talk about Alien 3 and how that works. So,
what was in Alien 3?
Well, Alien 3 it face like... rapes twice. That's the act that I'm gonna call it. It face rapes. It gets Well, first it you know, it kills Newt and Hicks, because that was a good choice. Yeah. Then it impregnates Ripley, and then somehow it gets onto a cow or something else. If you watch the other version of that movie, what was it like? This gets into one thing or another thing in different versions of the movie, but it impregnates somebody two different things, you know, which never happens with facehuggers, but you know we can. Let alone being a malicious facehugger in general, but we can just not talk about that. Alien 3.
And Ripley is pregnant with it for like...
Yeah, she's pregnant with it for like the entire movie too, yeah. Like, there's just no consistency in facehugger logic.
Back to the homeless man.
You too can learn to be a hobo in 30 days.
Or less. So I guess this is the part where we die? This is the dark stuff that Aaron is talking about.
It's gets darker, don't worry.
Yeah.
The brothers Strauss wanted the film to be in 3D. However, the idea was dropped because it was too expensive.
Hmm.
Uh-oh.
Yes, my pretties. Get them.
I don't think you have to emphasize enough how it's face rape. That's what's happening in these movies when facehuggers get on you. It's inserting its thing into you so it can impregnate you through the face. That's face rape, babe.
Thanks.
I'm gonna say face rape more than frost giants. Just saying.
Is this the secret phrase?
No, it's not the secret phrase. I will tell you what you will know when the secret phrase happens, because I know what scene I'm going to do it in.
The bird alien has dreadlocks too.
Well, yeah, it has to look like a predator, Abe. Come on now. It has mandibles and dreadlocks.
Oh, pred alien.
In a bad attitude.
Meanwhile, in space.
On Babylon 5.
That shot is like.
It's from Predator. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not a bad thing. I like what they did.
Not a bad thing. Yeah.
That's actually kind of cool. That's neat that they
kind of gives you hope.
They echoed that shot. Yeah. I mean, if you were to take out everything involving the pizza delivery boy, I'd still be on board with this movie.
But he gets beat up. It creates tension.
It creates something. That's for sure.
His keys. He has to find his keys. His keys. What happened to his keys? Where are his keys?
How'd he get burned?
So this is the Harvey Keitel character?
Yes.
I can see the connection.
he was 30 parsecs away. He'll be there in 10.
The Bonnie situation.
You're gonna be okay. Sorry, that's my Mr. White. in the original script, the Predalien was to have died when the Predator ship crashed, with which occurred on page 3 or 4 of the script. It was rewritten to incorporate the creature into the movie and make it the main villain, as the studio was very impressed by the concept. What? A Predalien, you say? We need more of this.
So what was the original villain then? Just
I don't know, just a lot of aliens. I don't know. the kids that beat up the pizza delivery boy. They found an alien egg and they're gonna take it to the secret research lab, and that was the plot. I think I've come up with a plot in less than 2 minutes. I nailed it.
It's actually a lot better than this plot.
It's like Paul.
My brothers.
It's like Paul.
They're all dead. None of this would have happened if Tim Riggins was in the movie.
Tim Riggins would have got stuff done a little differently, but, you know, he'd probably leave.
You know what this movie needs? Jason Statham.
As an ass-kicking alien ass-kicker.
Yes, exactly.
Is there a Paul W.S. Anderson movie with Jason Statham in it? Am I not thinking of one?
Yeah, there is. Death Race.
Death Race, yeah, okay, I thought so. Okay.
Great movie. Great movie.
It's no Death Race 2000.
Nope.
I have to agree.
Jim, you know Death Race 2000. The you know where that movie ends? You know, like they're at this giant ziggurat building?
Yeah.
Yeah, that building's literally 10 minutes away from me. It's in Orange County.
I'm not surprised, because it's a Roger Corman movie.
Exactly, yeah. Hold on, Harvey Keitel's getting shit done.
He's understanding now.
Yeah. We should just pull up Winston Wolfe quotes to say.
That's a great idea. I'm going to do it.
Let's all pull it up. Jimmy, lead the way. Boys, get to work.
I'm an oak man myself, Jimmy.
Pretty pleased with a cherry on top. Clean the fucking car.
You guys look like... What do they look like, Jimmy?
Couple of dorks.
Thanks, Quentin.
Ha ha, motherfucker, they're your clothes.
All right, so the Predator... He's suiting himself up now. He's getting his gadgets. He's getting ready to take care of business.
It's like a recreation of that scene from Rambo.
I wish it was just cut way faster, and then he'd say groovy at the end of it, so it'd be like Evil Dead.
But it just like comes out as like a bunch of murder murmurs. Like,
no, he'd have the recording. That's how Predators roll, right? So.
Groovy.
Anytime.
That would have actually been cool if they used those lines from, like, the first one.
Yeah. That's why I liked Predators.
Yeah, he actually used some of the lines.
I like Predators because it echoes a lot of the first Predator movie. I think it did a good... I guess, but even the score. And I really love the Predator score. That's a score I can call to mind always. And so I was happy that they did, like, basically a sound-alike score for that movie. And, like, Adrian Brody's being badass in that movie, which is kind of enjoyable.
I want to watch Predators again. I haven't seen that since theaters.
It's fine. Like,
yeah.
I don't like Lawrence Fishburne in that movie. He slows it down so much. Like, if you took him out of the movie, I think it'd be a lot better. But beyond, besides that, it's a fun movie.
I was going to read to you, but I guess I'll just let you go to bed.
He's a shifter, so he can do whatever he wants.
Now put those infrared goggles away. That'll be a plot point for later. Of course, there aren't any such things as monsters, dear. Now go to sleep and let the facehugger put its ovipositor down your thorax. Good night.
I'm gonna ask him if he's just really rude to her right now. He's like, listen, just shut up, you little shit.
Is that girl?
Like, you're not my real dad.
Is that girl asleep yet so we can do it already?
Your mom's gonna be walking funny tomorrow morning.
I got a predator in my pants.
I'm gonna take its mask off and see how ugly it is.
It's like, ah!
How about you and me get to your chopper, baby?
Face rape your mom.
God.
Yeah, she'll be swallowing someday.
Okay, that's enough of that. It's your future. I see a cab ride. Move out of the sticks, gentlemen. Back to Winston Wolf quotes. I'm sorry.
Good night, Raquel.
So let's clarify what's happening right now. The pizza boy and his older brother, who's just gotten back into town, is our...
It took a long time.
Took a long time to get back to where they need to go to get his keys out of the sewer. And, of course, it's not just right there. It's somehow traveled way farther than they thought it would have.
They had to make sure the other teens that were partying went to sleep so they wouldn't disturb them. Sure is dark down here. And gross.
Because, of course, the keys would have floated downstream.
Right.
Stumbled upon the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles in their underground subway.
Why are they so surprised to find a couch? Like, yeah, obviously homeless people live down there.
Yeah, but they just didn't think they'd have couches. They thought homeless people were more like futon guys. Obviously.
You know, maybe if the filmmaker would let us see what was going on, we could comment on it.
It's okay, they have flashlights. So it was decided at an early stage that this movie would be rated R as, quote, it was what the fans want from the series.
I do want to Fanta.
Mm-hmm. I like in this in the IMDb it says not screened for critics. That's one of the trivia things.
No surprise there. How did his keys travel like a quarter mile down the sewer?
He has a floaty pizza thing attached to it. Oh God.
Checked out Dre with no flashlight because he jumped in the water.
Somehow the keys probably floated down here, got up, climbed the ladder, and got into the drain over there.
Yeah, because it's not like the keys are made of metal or anything heavy.
He had plastic keys like those ones that you give to, like, toddlers. That's a lot of curdled milk.
Find Mulder and Scully coming the other way.
I'd watch that movie.
It'd be more interesting.
Mulder and Scully take on aliens versus Predator.
Or they could be on their way home with no car.
Or they could have been eaten by an extraterrestrial.
Going on, bro.
Totally does look like a bro. Ronnie, we look for our own, bro.
Who is that, Larry the Cable Guy?
I thought the one guy was Greg Giraldo from Bad Religion. Wow, great plan.
Let's all look at midnight.
This will work.
The Predator just mistakes all of their flashlights for guns and kills all of them.
Using their knowledge in visual effects and making use of principal photography, the brothers tried to film as much as they could on camera without resorting to CGI.
I mean, it has good effects. Give it that.
Oh, yeah, when I can see them, they're, you know, they look fine. I can say the same about Skyline.
Yeah.
Look, I know we only look for your husband for only 2 seconds, but we'll start up again tomorrow.
Yeah, well, they're hunters. And they're not my husband and son, so
there. Oh, let's call up O'Brien. We need some night vision.
Here, here's a flashlight. You go find him.
I need to wash out this gel out of my hair.
Why do I think Lou Diamond Phillips is the first choice for this role?
If John Ortiz and Lou Diamond Phillips made a movie together, I'd be happy. I'd watch it.
Bats 4.
Bats 4. Was there a Bats 2? Was Bats even popular?
Popular with me.
I gotta put Bats in the show notes now, because that's a movie we might need to watch in the future. Bats with Lou Diamond Phillips and...
You could do it when The Dark Knight Rises comes out.
And,
Is it Dina Meyer?
Yeah.
Okay. I like this stuff the Predator uses is like erase cream, since he's like trying to clean up a mess and basically the role of the Predator in this film, for people not keeping up, is that the Predator has come to kind of make sure that no one finds out about the existence of the xenomorphs, the aliens, and clean up after all the mess that the Pred aliens currently making. So he's like disposing of all the bodies and carcasses of various facehuggers and people that get killed due to aliens and stuff. So that's what he's doing right now on screen, and I kind of like it.
That guy is screwed.
Yep. Bats.
Bob Gunton. Forrest Whitaker.
What are you naming? What?
Bats.
Forrest Whitaker's in Bats?
No, but someone named Tim Whitaker is in it. Is that close enough?
Oh, Bob Gunton though. He's the from Shawshank. The bat. the warden. That's what I'm trying to think of the word. The warden in Shawshank. He's in Bats. So is Leon from Cool Runnings.
Some awesome
Leon and Cliffhanger. I like that. I know the star of Cool Runnings and Cliffhanger is Leon. Is the name is Leon? He's like a henchman in Cliffhanger. Like I know his name is Leon.
His name is just Leon. I like that.
I know. I like that. I can identify Leon as that guy.
It's not even like Dougie Doug. It's just Leon. Yeah. It's not Leon E. Leon.
For more about Bats.
And Bats, the local movie theater is playing Nosferatu, the original vampire movie.
Okay, so we're just going to stop Alien vs. Predator Requiem and start watching Bats, obviously. What else did the guy that did Bats direct? The Hitcher 2, Joyride 2, Werewolf, The Beast Among Us. I don't even know what that is, but it sounds amazing. Carnosaur 2.
It has Forrest Whitaker.
Okay, so back to AVPR.
Wait, John Logan wrote Bats? What?
You serious? You can't be serious.
What?
Don't mess with me. You can't be serious.
Look.
Hold on.
Look. I kid you not.
I'd be really upset if you are kidding me. John Logan wrote Bats? Wow. John Logan, who just wrote Hugo and Rango, Coriolanus, Sweeney Todd, Skyfall, The Aviator, Last Samurai.
The Time Machine.
That was like his first theatrical screenplay was Bats. That makes it amazing. Gladiator. You really got to start low, I guess, sometimes. Before that was Tornado, the TV movie. Starring Bruce Campbell. I kind of want to see that. Anyway, back to AVPR. Abe, Jim, you still there?
Oh my god, it's Frodo! He's dead!
Oh, Joyner, he's brought his hat today, though.
Yeah, it's about time.
Oh, we get to the point they're looking up at something, huh?
Does he still skin them even though he's not hunting them for sport?
Well, that's how they roll.
He just gets bored.
Okay. There's no real logic to that, why he skins that guy even though he's like not hunting him. Maybe he wanted to eat him later.
He's drying him out like jerky.
Yeah, exactly. It's a long ride back to his plant.
He went to go get the teriyaki sauce.
The teriyaki. Predator's gotta eat.
I'm just a fat coroner, but maybe I can tell you some details about what happened here. Even the morgue is dark. Like, shouldn't it be brightly lit in there so we can properly assess everything?
Not in this town.
Okay. This is apparently an unrated scene, too. This added more to the movie.
Sure did.
He's in over his head. That's what we learned.
He went too far. He went too far.
He went over the edge.
Over the edge. And I do love cloaking. Predator cloaking is always cool to me.
Where are the brothers Strauss having the pipeline?
Skyline 2. Electric Boogaloo.
I hope so. Oh, man.
Sky Harder.
The story. Skyline. The story of Skyline Chili.
I tried putting Brother Strauss and the Brother Solomon game up.
They're doing the visual effects for Twilight Breaking Dawn Part 2.
Are you serious?
They didn't work on Twilight Breaking Dawn Part 1, so clearly they feel it. The producer realized they needed the Brother Strauss to really up the ante on the finale of the Twilight saga. They have nothing in the pipeline in terms of directing movies.
Oh, the Avengers visual effects supervisor.
That's well, yeah, good. I mean they did. Yeah, they're well known special effects producers. Like I remember they did Skyline and they did Battle LA at the same time and got like sued by them. So.
Here, guys, have some potion.
I believe that's mana.
I don't have a house. I just live in my truck.
Got my sweet tattoo. Whoa, hey, I'm topless here.
What a stupid tattoo.
Amen. So, how's the pizza?
That's just lies.
Is there enough meat for you on that?
What does that mean? I'm just really happy that we were able to get a romance plot into our AVP sequel.
It's like they couldn't afford Tara Reid.
I think maybe she was just too cheap.
Come on, man. I know we were cool in junior high, but I'm cool now, and you're not.
I deliver pizzas.
No, we really shot this on location. Really, look. There's cars moving, people walking by. No, we really did.
School.
That was such a weird cut from this action sequence that's going to come up.
any second now, Abe.
This seems actually pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, because he sets up these little traps and stuff. So.
Those, like,
yeah.
Proximity mines, like in GoldenEye?
Exactly, Abe. It's like proximity mines in GoldenEye.
I wish on the Blu-ray version that you watch these dark scenes in Predator Vision so you could see what the hell was going on.
Yeah.
Yes.
Doesn't it look like a flux capacitor?
Guttural croak. Electronic whirring.
Uh-oh.
I know that you're here! Show yourself!
I want Joe Frazier! I want Joe Frazier!
I'm gonna eat him!
Oh.
Remember, this is the wolf. He's gonna get things done. None of this pussyfooting around.
Yeah, we got him good.
Talking double team. Supreme. I'll be back for you.
Yeah, I'll see you later. Papa John's. Sure you can.
Like, him standing up kind of doesn't make any sense, but okay.
Papa John's, where all the predators go.
Just on my phone.
Try our new Predator Pepperoni special this week, only $9.99.
Weird goo doesn't normally get on me when I'm outside.
I'll just put my hand here. Oh, I guess none tonight.
Thanks,
I'm just a chef.
I'm just a creepy old man.
Oh, so this is the character that Bill Paxton would have played if he didn't have a busy schedule.
Oh, man, I can't see why you turned it down.
The pathos of the chef.
My poor baby. Wait. What was that weird noise? Richie! Surprise!
I want a pepperoni!
I said no anchovies.
I said decaf! Decaf!
Now I can't go to sleep.
Come here often.
Boys, back away. This one's mine. Meanwhile, in space.
Fake out.
Isn't it 4 a.m.?
Abe, that's the perfect time to use night vision goggles. Don't be silly.
Her parents told her to go to bed like 3 hours ago.
Don't be a fool, Abe.
Gotta keep showing those night vision goggles. They're gonna be a plot point later.
I'm telling you all this
because... Hold on, we gotta see this reaction to being skinned alive. Just kind of plays it out. He's like, skinned alive, huh? Well, whatever. It happens.
So, how's the wife and kids?
Yeah. Did you see that new Papa John's on Main Street? Yeah, right?
I know. 2 for $20 deal?
That Predator pepperoni is awesome. It's brought to you by Amber Ale.
Look, man, you're just a small city cop. I'm from the big city. Let's go.
The blue ray really brings out the grease in its hair. Here we go, another dark scene.
I'm a by-the-book cop, and you don't play by the rules.
That was a terrible idea by the Predator to shoot from, like, 1,000 yards away.
Maybe he was going to hit the Predator. He's a sniper, you know? He's going for it. He took the shot.
They're channeling Terminator 2 in the factory with the hard hats. Get the hell out of here!
Wait a minute. Why am I working this late? Oh, no!
Actually, that's more of a take on Alien 1, I think, because that's the same thing that happened to Harry Dean Stanton. Like, they had the same kind of sirens and smoke in that scene. He turned around and got it in the head the same way.
Yeah, just minus, you know, well-achieved tension.
Yeah, I was going to say minus a really great movie around that scene.
Yeah.
Damn it. I'm too late. I couldn't save Fritzy.
What the hell was that?
I'll be okay. I wore my hard hat. You know when someone gets this high up on a catwalk, somebody's going to fall.
On the catwalk.
I thought I saw something.
I'm out of here. I'm too old for this. I don't have time for games.
Yeah, I've been waiting for you all day after you had and I had that conversation.
What time is it?
It's like 5 a.m.
Everyone's out.
It's the city that never sleeps.
In Colorado. Swim Fan Part 2.
Yeah. Swim Fan Part 2. I wonder if there is a Swim Fan Part. Wait, I never looked up if there was a Bats 2. Have I mentioned how glad I am that there's a romance plot in Alien vs. Predator 2? Oh, little A.
Camel toe.
Hey, there is a Bats 2. It's called Bats, Human Harvest.
Yes, I knew it.
Set in present-day Afghanistan.
Well, yeah. Where else are you going to set it?
By the way, it's 5 after 10.
Oh, I see the clock, yeah. Nice. Thank you, Jim.
It's all creepy like in Billy Madison.
Hold on. The surfer bro dude, and I'm assuming his friends, including the black guy, managed to find out just where she was right now, and lingering camera shot in her ass as she pulled her shorts back on, and now they're gonna fight again.
Oh.
Pool fight.
Help, I can't swim.
Marco.
It turns into gremlins.
Gizmo. Thank you for that.
Put in the show notes.
No, well, I'm just putting Bats in the show notes. I'm trying to see if there's a Bats 3.
Well,
you could do the whole trilogy.
Not yet, I guess. There's room for Bats 3.
We need to get to work on that script right away.
Got that one?
John Logan doing?
Ask John Logan if he wants to revisit the Bat. If he wants to reignite the Bats franchise. I know he just, you know, got Oscar nominated for a couple different things, but hear me out. Bats. That's
John. I think we can get Scorsese to direct this.
John, seriously. Bats 3D. Done. Predator is really missing a lot with these shots right now, by the way. He just took out all the power of the town.
If I can't turn off your power, I'll turn off the whole city's power!
And that's why this movie's way darker than it needs to be, because the Predator ruined electricity for everybody.
And why was the power plant laced in fireworks? It looked like 4th of July.
You never took a tour of your power plant and realized that they coat all power plants with fireworks just for fun?
No, I missed that, I guess. I never picked that out. Everybody out of the pool!
There's a creepy janitor in it or something. I don't know what, but... Oh.
It's old man dead, Willie.
Guys, run. Do you think he's dead?
We're all friends now. Let's all run.
Nothing's happened to them yet. Why are they panicking? So far, all they've experienced is a blackout.
No, but their friend got taken out by an alien.
Coincidentally, it was the black guy. Pull me out, bro!
The Walking Dead.
No, you're really bad at getting out of things. Alright, well, he's gone.
It's a half hour away.
The plant?
I didn't realize anything was amiss when none of the lights were on.
Yeah, where were they? Where they didn't see this blackout?
They were in the woods because, you know, Joey got skinned or whatever his name was. Joey. Uh-oh.
You little brat.
You ruined my special moment.
Trying to give her my meat pizza. I'm pretty sure this is one of the best scenes in the movie right here, by the way.
This girl kind of reminds me of the actress that plays Arya Stark.
No!
Surprise, I'm at the window!
Why me? What did I do?
So it's an alien movie with a strong female character taking care of a younger female character.
Interesting.
It looks almost exactly like Sigourney Weaver.
only without the acting.
So I guess I'm going to get fired for just mopping the floor with blood.
Oh, Willie. You know how to clean schools.
Oh!
Ooh, sneak attack.
It takes two to tango.
Thanks, Jordan.
And take thy dead body with you.
That was in the original script, that line.
Feel the power of Drano.
How about some chlorine?
With OxyClean, you get all your stains out.
Guaranteed to get rid of xenomorphs in a half hour, or your money back.
I produce gremlins, though.
Everything in this movie is misty and smoky, even when there's not a fire.
Is there anything I can do? Give me more hail grease.
I don't know how we found you, man.
You're just here. I don't know who these people are. You're just saying names to me.
I don't know. I think it was some kind of alien.
Some kind of xenomorph.
I told you this is a bad time to go skinny dipping.
Just you and me again, like that time when we were in Beirut.
Someone used the Drano in here.
I think I should have gotten you a flashlight too.
It's like an itty bitty book light or something.
I think it's coming off of his Kindle.
He bought all the surplus flashlights from the X-Files.
Just Mulder and Scully again.
This has more flashlights in it than the X-Files movie did, I think.
I think this is Jell-O, but I can't be sure.
Son of a bitch.
Yep, it's blood.
Tasty. God damn it. The blood seems to go this way.
Alright, I'm not freaked out and you're not either. Let's keep looking. Hey, look at that. That's my old locker over there.
Yeah? You still got weed in there?
No, man. No one has to know about this except for you and me, bro.
He just takes his pants off.
We wrestled together. What?
Wrestled again.
You want to tussle? We tussled.
I think Sally went to go for a pie break.
It really annoys me that Madagascar 3 has a higher Rotten Tomato meter than Prometheus does right now. Just saying.
But neither one are really out. I mean, have they been screened for the press?
Prometheus has. So, I mean, Madagascar could go down and probably will. But I'm just saying, right now it is that way.
What does it have?
83 versus 79. I'm not gonna, let's not focus on this. Let's stick on the movie. Wrong door.
Three of them?
We're just playing fast and loose with the,
like they're like just reproducing like crazy. We've got to keep running through this cemetery.
Let's get out of here.
If y'all were smarter, y'all know I'm hiding in this tree. Because my blood is green.
I think this is the part where the predator kills the creatures from Fern Gully.
It's just like drinking their blood. So dark.
I know. Like, what's happening in this scene?
Well, his tools are getting erections. Oh, old man Whitaker in the cemetery again, smoking.
Is it the morgue guy?
I had to have a smoke. Where's my
hey,
gun?
Hey, I'm a guy smoking in the cemetery at night with a gun. Come over here.
The gun's actually a lighter.
Rock and roll this style. Is that actually the morgue guy?
No, it's someone else. Now the predator's gonna heal himself.
Sadly, this was better done in Predator 2.
Why do you say that? Predator 2's awesome.
No, I mean like, you know, the healing part.
Yeah. It is better done in Predator 2 because Predator 2's a better movie.
Uh-oh. Oh!
You're welcome, lady. Sign the predator.
All of that to get the gun? That's why we needed all that scene? Oh. He's warning her.
You would think that with his, like, you know, ultra hearing pickup stuff, he could hear the aliens whenever they're just clicking or whatever else that they do.
You'd think that with better things to do than shoot innocent people, he'd just, you know, move on and kill some aliens. But no, he needed to make sure that one woman didn't have a gun in her hand.
We gotta get the military in here.
There you are, Sheriff. I was just wandering the streets waiting for you to almost hit me.
I'm just wandering through the traffic. I don't know what's going on anymore. I'm so delusional. She's channeling her Julianne Moore.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. If there's one thing that makes dark movies better, it's the presence of rain.
That guy looks very... They both look very dry.
Oh,
guns right now, Sheriff.
A lot of guns.
I know I could have just called Billy for the key, but it's too much time.
This plan is stupid.
You're too stupid to talk, Dale. Shut up.
Quick, over here. There are more flashlights.
What's going on? I don't know. There's no lights at all in here. There we go.
Ooh, a lantern. All right.
Finally.
Did they really ask where are the guns in a gun store?
There's just so much overdramatic lighting in this movie. Or lack thereof.
But at least the atmosphere is thick with tension.
Is that what it's thick with?
It's the stench of achievement.
I wasn't thinking tension. It's the soldiers from Planet Terror. All right.
We don't know what we're fighting, but let's invade the city.
Quick, put in your rain goggles. All right, so Officer John Ortiz is trying to do his thing now. Get all the army involved. And... well, aliens versus army.
This is a bug hunt, man. A bug hunt. Game over.
Why don't you just put her in charge?
Hi, how you doing?
I don't think they're gonna make it.
You are.
What's going on out there? I don't have windows. It's so convenient that it's raining. It washes the blood away.
Boy, it's such a tension-filled scene because you care about the characters.
It is, yep. Stick with it. Oh my god.
My whole life has been a lie.
Okay, so to clarify, aliens just took out an entire, the army that you came in. So, yeah, that happened.
You are...
the pretty ones always make it. We're just a bunch of couple of stoners in the store. We don't know how we got in here.
Comic relief. To be killed later.
There's aliens, man. You're stoned? Okay, grab some rifles.
It would have been better if they were like, yeah, we're kind of big geeks and we've read about this before.
It'd been better.
We heard that this was the rendezvous point in case aliens attack. We all meet at the gun store.
Do you have a jacket I can borrow?
Oh, what's going to happen to this character? Oh, no. I'm so invested.
On Medical Center.
Oh, look, there's something dark in that dark blob over there.
Right. Sounds like a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
I saw some leaves move. That's about it. I don't know what else was going on there. Oh, not the babies.
Rock-a-bye alien.
this movie means business.
Which one's mine?
He's looking at that thinking, buffet. I have really bad heartburn.
Do you think your water just broke, or do you feel a giant pool of water under you? Because that'd be really helpful to know.
Paging Dr. Predalien, Dr. Predalien.
Tonight was my shift off, but I had to cover for Anna.
Doctor? Doctor?
I will see you now.
Well, let's see. Let me get my stethoscope out.
On a very special episode of House.
I'm your gynecologist for today.
I didn't ask for a spinal. Oh, no, in the mouth. Oh.
It's a double.
Oh, the twins.
Because she's preggers. It's a double.
The twins.
And twins. Sorry.
Sklar brothers, right?
Yes. So, come to the old rifle store often. This movie has a whopping 4.7 on IMDb, by the way.
Wow, I got that much?
If I had to guess, it's probably higher than Leprechaun in Space.
No.
Let me see.
That movie has boobs in it.
Tell me, okay, if Leprechaun in Space has 4.8, then we're doing a commentary for it. Bet's on, let's see. Shut up. 3.1. 6.7.
Perfect 10. One small step for man.
Oh, okay.
That leap of terror.
Just decapitated that alien, yo.
It's a trap.
Wait, hold on. This is maybe one of the best parts of the movie, too. Double kill on the stoners.
We just introduced these guys, but they're expendable.
Call it. Bully guy dies.
And dies amazingly by having acid burn through his face.
I guess this is what I get for being a bro.
He would have wanted it this way.
You go out like a man.
You want a piece of this?
Too bad everything, you know. It's so well lit in here.
Extreme close up. Extreme.
What that is lit by a dim strobe light.
Everyone's dying. I must investigate.
Damn it. Dr. Predalien's been here again, hasn't he?
Hasn't he?
We fired you! Go home!
Okay, see, that's nasty. That's also nasty. This movie really goes to town with pregnant women.
Yeah, I didn't need to see this.
Oh,
man, several.
Oh. Sleepy, bashful. Dr. Predalien. Oh.
You thought House was harsh.
Yeah.
It's lupus.
We can't operate.
I used to me.
Why don't we just use this giant vehicle to get everywhere? It might help us.
The guns work so well with the trained soldiers. I'm going to give them to a bunch of teenagers. I'm sure we'll be fine.
It's okay. It's dark and raining outside. How can they miss?
Hey, stop playing Call of Duty. We're trying to fight the aliens here.
Gary Busey.
Mysterious chin man.
With no nose, you would think that that's Voldemort.
That is what I assume in general when it comes to ominous chin people.
And thank you for setting up the third act.
Yeah.
I'm Bob Evil.
I was born to drive this thing.
Oh, delightful banter.
Oh, man. They're getting the hell out of Dodge.
Gee, thanks for telling me to hold on.
Meanwhile,
somewhere, something happens somewhere in the darkness. Not even the video game The Darkness had this much darkness.
Not even my room when I have all the lights off and I'm sleeping has this much darkness.
Wait, now there's something wet and shiny in the dark.
Yeah, there it is. Well, that made sense.
All these cool special effects and no budget for lights.
Let me just take off my weapons. Oh, yeah, that's right. He's making, like, his BFG.
Use the cheat codes, IDDQD.
Doom humor.
Dr. Spichemin. Eyes on the road, lady.
We ran out of gas, son of a bitch.
What? You should have told us that when that would drive for 2 hours.
You mean the government is lying to us?
Government totally sucks. Motherfucker. Big decision time, guys. I like to think that this is in the Left 4 Dead scenario, you'd have the option to choose your own adventure here.
We have
Left
4
Dead
to go to the
hospital.
What'd you say?
Oh, I was saying Left 4 Dead has a better narrative than this.
It does.
Better defined characters, too.
Yeah,
they have to go to the hospital. It's the only other location they have in this movie.
Whoa! We just got into the set of Red Dawn Part 2!
That's right, Wolverines. Who's in the new... Is Chris Hemsworth in the new Red Dawn, Jordan? Do you know?
Hell yeah.
He is, right?
Wasn't that filmed in 1999? I mean, 2009 as well?
Yeah, he was just back to back with Cabin in the Woods and Red Dawn. Yeah. Like, MGM must have loved Chris Hemsworth. He's coming with you.
We gotta get to the center of town, man. Win this war for me.
Good luck, buddy.
Later.
Those guys are such idiots for believing that woman.
That blows up.
So,
this is like that movie Doomsday, except not the best movie ever made. Oh shit. That guy was,
he looks familiar, right? Is that Cricket?
Yeah.
It's Cricket from Sunny, from Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yes.
Where is he? Yes. Yeah, Cricket. Let me see if I can find him. He looks very skinny. Yeah, David Hornsby. Yeah. Nailed it.
Maybe this wasn't such a great idea.
Well, they got flak jackets, though, so they should be fine. I say funny things. I just wanted to run a pizza store.
But I know how to fly a helicopter.
Meanwhile, back to the dead people in the hospital.
All right, guys, I got us a way in, but I think it's the morgue.
Added footage.
Oh, good.
Hey, man, why don't we just go through the entrance? A little more exciting this way.
Yeah, Dr. Perdalian is probably not going to be over here. Uh-oh. He's looking for justice now.
I hate these doors!
Damn it, it always works in the movies. It just busts open. Why do I always break them?
Big toes. I hate my toes. Toes.
Maybe lighting everything in the hospital with dim strobe lights was not a good idea.
How does she know how to fly a helicopter again?
Who? Because she was in the army or whatever.
The blonde girl?
No, not the blonde girl.
Uh-oh. All right.
What? No, Abe. Come on.
No, because, like, why didn't the blonde girl get a flak jacket in again? I think it's some kind of bread alien. Dr. Predalien, where are you?
This is the worst episode of Scrubs ever.
I don't know. Dr. Cox has some pretty good lines. Dr. Predalien suddenly has like he has his scrubs on. He walks into a room. He's like, "All right, what's the situation here?" Starts operating on somebody.
Sounds like your normal laparoscopic to me.
It's like a weird flashback with him and Turk.
Man, at least the first one had that awesome montage where, like, Son of Lathan is training with the Predator.
It also had the it also had the scene of them slow motion running away from stuff.
Yeah.
Now that I'm watching this, I realize why I never watched it.
Because it's awful.
This is amazing.
The first one has more redeeming things in it than this one does.
I'll send my henchmen after you.
I want a second opinion.
Ah. There's always more of you.
Here's how I operate.
Water on the knee. Certainly going to town, these aliens. Can't quite see how, but oh, that was pretty cool, actually. Where he shoves the stuff down his throat. Oh. Wait, this happens. They kill the girl.
My hair!
They kill the girl.
Damn, I was gonna have sex with her. I'm gonna get you!
When I saw that in theaters, I was actually pretty surprised by that, because it's just like such a weird choice to make. It's like, oh, they actually killed the girl? That's hilarious. The Pizza Boy's really pissed off about it.
Gonna get it. No more.
He killed my non-girlfriend, man.
Known her since eighth grade.
Well, I mean, instead of, like, chasing down the Predator, she's still warm for a few minutes.
What?
The vest, it does nothing.
You got cock blocked by a pred alien.
Story of his life.
After pred alien. Oh, it's all the shenanigans.
It's okay. Barely feel it. Feel better, actually.
He can make it, man. He can make it.
The pred alien is like Bill Murray and What About Bob?
As in everybody else likes it, but except for these people.
Yeah, pretty much.
Everyone else is like, oh, Pred Alien, you're back!
Your driver just shows up.
Why does no one understand? Secret phrase is coming up, by the way, for you listeners that have somehow dealt with all of this.
Appreciate your listenership.
We do, for sure.
I love it when they tell them to move. Move, move, move! Yeah, okay, we got it.
If our pandering is highly enjoyable, then good for you guys for listening in on this.
G.I. Jane.
Good thing she's got like a million bullets.
I'm trying to charge it forever. Oh, look, I made a hole in the fence. That worked.
The John Woo school. You never run out of bullets.
She's firing in bursts. Don't worry about that.
Uh-oh, here we go.
May God have mercy on our children.
Oh, I got your evac coming.
Hey, guys. I think I made the wrong decision. Are you guys still at the hospital? Bill Pullman said it a lot better in Independence Day.
Don't. That movie doesn't even get compared to this. Don't go there.
Yeah.
If Laramie calls the shots on no Lord of the Rings and Snow White and the Huntsman, I call the shots on no Independence Day and Alien vs. Predator Requiem.
Yeah.
Man, this gun takes forever to charge.
But Skyline is a pretty close Independence Day.
That guy's just like the Predator. He is awful aim.
Hey, Predator got two double headshots in one. Well, at least this movie delivers on having aliens versus Predator. So that's good. Or something. Get to the chopper!
Oh no, he's all out of batteries! Who uses D batteries anymore?
This ridiculous dildo gun's not working at all for me.
Get to the chopper!
Go! Now!
Dr. Predator is just like, wait, I know how to fly a helicopter too!
Why do I talk like this?
He's a bro.
Hi, how you doing?
That's not rain.
Here's a large pizza.
What? 3D shot.
I'm back.
Give me my gun, you fool.
What are you doing with that?
Get away from him, you bitch!
Molly. Who's into some S&M? Dun 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 dun. The Predator forgets his hat.
He steals it from Ortiz. It's getting crazy now, yo.
You were my brother, Anakin! I loved you!
You were supposed to destroy the aliens, not join them! Okay, that... But... There goes that windshield.
No, Pred Alien. In your anger, you killed her.
He's just like, no!
Did you miss me?
No me gusta!
Alright, let's get out of here, guys. Let's do this, bro.
You always made fun of me, even when we were kids.
Fight filmed in Confusovision.
So, no, you see, he punched, and then it became a horribly close close-up, and, okay. Let's do this, yo. Let's fight.
Flamingo kick.
Yeah. Flamingo kick. That's right. I don't need my utility belt.
I came to chew bubblegum and kill Pred aliens. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
He just kills them all. He's taking off his mask. What?
It was... He's taking it off so casually.
I was supposed to wait?
Ooh, Dark Knight Rises shot.
Steps on the mask. Oh, that didn't work at all.
Welcome to WWE Raw this week.
I hope there's a fight like this good enough in Monster Brawl.
Oh.
Oh.
God, there better be.
Pred Alien, I am your father.
That's not true.
Cue the James Horner Aliens song at the end.
You missed. You missed again. Okay, that got closer. Gah! This is probably
got your tongue.
Oh, that hurt. Oh. Oh, he's all spraying it. Oh,
It's a squirter.
This is really sexual. They're all in your side.
No. No.
Okay.
I loved you, man.
Here comes the secret phrase right here. John Ortiz, you screwed us. Secret phrase. John Ortiz, you screwed us.
I think I shouldn't have gone to the center of town.
Oh, now they have lighting. Yeah. Jeez. They shouldn't have saved it off the end like that.
Wanted to hoard it.
Dun, 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 dun.
Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun. 14
years later.
They're all just bones.
They're bones like Brian.
Like in John Carter. Like in
Brian Cranston and John Carter. That still makes me laugh. It's just bones.
What's that noise?
We look so
it's
hot.
All around us.
I know, we do look hot. Whoa, Navy SEALs.
Still Team 6!
So calm.
All gillied up. Call of Duty.
It's me, O'Brien!
This movie's still going. It's almost over. Is it? Please let it be. God, it still says 10 minutes on mine. I hope the credits are 9. Something put a thing inside of him and took it out.
Surprise! We're all just gonna execute you now. How did
people
survive?
What?
So they nuked the whole city. Why would they let them live?
Exactly. They gotta make it look like an accident.
You know the good faith.
Well, they're gonna bring him somewhere and then kill him.
Yeah, clean him up.
You gotta make him feel safe.
Exactly. That's not horrific.
Oh, we can laugh now that all our friends have been killed.
Everything we've worked so hard for.
I'm going to look off into the sky in a Spielberg kind of way.
The nuclear fallout just, like, burns her eyeballs out.
That we aren't alone in this universe.
6 months later at Shawshank Prison.
Andy Dufresne.
The pred alien crawled through 14 miles of shit.
Came out the other side clean.
All right. Eva Mendes cameo.
Eva Mendes. It's just like Fast Five.
Do you believe in ghosts?
That's like Miss... Oh, yeah, there it is. Miss Utani.
Is she relevant?
She's Miss... She's Utani. Utani's the...
Weyland Utani.
Weyland Utani's the corporation that, you know, is... That's all alien, yeah. Directed by the brother Strauss. The font
is horribly by Shane Salerno.
What has he written? Let's see what else he's got.
Nothing. They like stopped his privileges in Hollywood.
John Logan went on to have a nice career. I kind of like the font because it's like half alien, half predator. That's kind of neat.
Oh, yeah, the one great thing about the movie, the end credits.
It's the font of the credits. The font is awesome! I can't believe the font, man. It was really worth the whole
thing.
That's
crazy, dude. Actually, read
it. Should have been in 3D.
The guy that wrote this movie, he wrote the Oliver Stone movie, Savages, that's coming out.
Wait, which movie?
That's the new Oliver Stone movie, Savages.
Oh, nice.
So that, you know, now we know what to base that off of. He also wrote the screenplay for Shaft.
Ooh.
And he was involved in At Armageddon.
Oh, well.
Really? You know who else was involved in the Armageddon screenplay?
Who?
J.J. Abrams.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Jonathan Hensley and J.J. Abrams are the guys that got screenplay credit on that movie.
Huh. That's funny.
Yeah.
Robert Joy. Last seen in The Hills Have Eyes.
He was in Land of the Dead also.
In what?
Land of the Dead.
Oh.
He's the mentalist, like...
Oh, that's right!
Retarded sidekick who, like, has, like, one gun with, like, a weird shot. Alright, so that's... that seems like that's the end of Alien vs. Predator Requiem.
Oh, and he was in Superhero Movie.
Thank you. We did it, guys. We did it. we did it. Let's wrap it up here. You can find more of my work on my personal blog, thecodeofzeke.com. You can find all my written reviews, as well as at wisoblue.com for Blu-ray reviews. And, of course, you can follow me at twitter.com/AaronsPS3. Abe?
You can find more fun stuff at walrusmoose.blogspot.com. Two animals, walrusmoose.blogspot.com, and twitter.com/walrusmoose.
Jordan?
Amsterdam chap, Twitter name, and then damndirtyblog.blogspot.com.
And Mr. Jim Dietz.
LegionofDudes.com for the Legion of Dudes podcast. WalkingDeadTV.com for the Walking Dead TV podcast. I'm at Yoda Jones, all one word, on Twitter.
Awesome. And we've done the commentary. You've heard it. You can't unhear it. I put out this
fun.
I remember I did establish the contest, the secret phrase. I said it earlier on. So email that at outnowpodcast@gmail.com, as well as if you know. Any further praise or condolences you have for us having to sit through some of these terrible movies we've done commentaries for? We've done some good ones also. But, all the other episodes, including other commentaries we've done, are available on iTunes as well as at hhwlod.com, where you can find our show as well as the shows that Jim's a part of, the Walking Dead TV podcast, Legion Dudes, and some other good shows that are about comics and games and fun stuff like that. And, of course, you can follow our pages, facebook.com/outnowpodcast and twitter.com/outnow_podcast. We provide all the updates and everything for all the latest shows and what have you. So, this was our Alien vs. Predator Requiem commentary. Hopefully, Prometheus will be much better than this movie is. And, with all that said, so long.
And goodbye.
Kisses.
Spirits draw themselves a live for the sea.
this is the Harvey Keitel character?
Yes.
I can see the connection.
he was 30 parsecs away. He'll be there in 10.